Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Mark with a C.
Zidane Old Chara.
Stale Arnold.
Jarrett Studdum.
And Andy Hart.
Why are you such a donkey, bro?
Bro. Yeah, bro, I'm a donkey.
You're the Houston Texans of Gamble.
You know, I'm up, I'm down, I'm good, I'm bad.
I'm actually going to print t-shirts. I make Mark James remotely tolerable. Weekends.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
It's Mark and Hart right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Timing is so tough with this, especially given that March 15th to March 18th sort of window for this to work like that. I mean, I really do think that if they're going to make this work, it has to be before March 18th. Also, I can't see Belichick, and this is, by the way, me completely speculating, I can't see Belichick really, like, letting Tom go do that and not, like, taking advantage of the first few days of free agency in his own accord.
Bingo.
So I think it's got to get done. And really, what at this point, if those two guys can't get in the room and figure it out, what are we really talking about anyway?
So
it's
Jeff,
probably time to move on.
Shocking that Ordway was interrupting Jeff Darlington
just
there.
Just can't help himself.
Like, even on the Christian Fourier, when Christian Fourier was making his point, which blew up and became viral, about 99.6%, Ordway had to jump. Let them finish, Glenn.
You can't get in the room and figure it out. What are we really talking about anyway?
So, Jeff.
Right. Because Darlington's making a great point.
Yes.
If they can't sit down and figure it out, it's probably time to move on. That's a great, you've worked together for 20 years. You've ridden the ups. And don't tell me this is the first time you've ever disagreed. And we've been through Alex Guerrero and TB12 and sideline act, no sideline, no play, like various things. If you can't work it out, there's your answer. Right? It's like when couples, you know, go to mediation or go to like therapy. And at some point it's like, I mean, we tried, you know, we tried. We put in a good solid effort, but the writing's on the wall. It's time to go our separate ways.
Yeah. I'm just going to move my my personal dates of just so where I'm going to go from March 3rd to 4th only because it's I'll tell you why.
Tomorrow it'll be different.
Fix your calendar. He apologizes for making you make a change to your calendars. I know you put it in your calendar that Mark said March 3rd, Brady, we'll have a decision.
No, actually, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move it up.
You're making it weeks, right?
No, just one day. March 2nd now.
Jesus, you've changed it.
March
2nd,
it's 2 weeks exactly from the start of the legal tampering period.
Okay.
16th.
Right.
And then on the 9th, if you don't have a deal done a week prior to the legal tampering period starting, he's gone.
Okay. Then in your world, he's gone. I'll be stunned if we have a deal before then.
Then he's gone.
He's done.
I'm with Fourier.
Higonski?
Yeah.
And with Wiggy? Because Wiggy's 100% he's coming back.
I want to bet Wiggy $1,000. And Wiggy, literally, I put $1,000 and Wiggy wouldn't do it. Hey, Wiggy goes, I'm like, well, let's do it for charity. Let's do it for the Jimmy Fund.
Sure.
Let's put it for Jimmy Fund. I don't, you know, the money, forget about the money. Let's just do it for good cause. Well, I want to get, Wiggy, first of all, I wouldn't trust the bet with you. I want to see your money be put up. And the only person I trust in this building with money is the director of payroll here at Intercom Boston, Melissa Sullivan. If I see you have $1,000 and I trust her more than anybody, then I'll put my $1,000 and he wouldn't do it. You just can't look at the Pacers objectively. You can't look at the outside looking in. I'll tell you what. Eamon, I'll put it right now. $1,000. $1,000. Tom Brady's not here next year. Put your money where your mouth is.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, you're both throwing crap at the wall because we really don't know.
Okay.
Now, he perceives you to be throwing sort of negative crap. Oh, Brady's leaving, right? That's sort of his perception. He's throwing positive crap.
Here's my thing. I mean, you're right. But my thing is that he was at 95. Now he's 100% that Brady. And my thing is like, you can't be at 100%. You cannot be at 100% that Tom Brady's coming back. So I'm like, I'll bet you he does. Now,
I don't believe Brady's at 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
How could the person who decides it, if he's not at 100%, how can anybody else?
So I think you could flip a coin, but I got to tell you right now, I think you have an 80% chance of when that coin is going to turn on him leaving. Now, at 80.
Yeah.
I think it's 80.
I think there's a good chance.
Right.
I think there's a really good chance.
Yeah.
But
you also
said
in the end
he's going to chicken out. What I'm holding out hope for is the chicken out part. Right? Because, I've also, like, what are you rooting for? As a Patriots fan, as a masshole, and as a talk radio host.
Here's what
maybe they're different.
Okay.
They might be different.
That's a great question. Here's what I'm rooting for.
this goes up to March 18th, right? And he comes back. I comes back. But if he doesn't, I'm hoping it's to like Dallas.
Oh, if he doesn't, I've decided I'm all in on Dallas.
Yeah!
Jerry Jones, the star, yeah! Everything.
Yes!
That's what I want.
Yes!
Because we were talking about this yesterday. Oh. Now, we are watching two games a week every week. Patriots games and Cowboys games.
Do you know what that is? In this market, you know what that is?
Heaven?
No, sports talk porn.
Yes, it really is.
It really is, right?
And I've talked about it, all the other layers, yeah, like the Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft sort of frenemy relationship where they're competitive owners and they both think they're kind of big shots in the league and trying to get into the Hall of Fame. And obviously Jerry got in and Robert's going to get in. There are a lot of layers to it that they would be fun. Oh, and you open up the possibility, however far off it is, of a Patriots-Cowboys Super Bowl, which, talk about porn.
And here's the thing. The Cowboys would be more likely to get there than the Patriots because I don't know who their quarterback would be. But it wasn't a huge sample size, but some fans called in and I said, they're like, I'm rooting for Tommy. I said, what happens if Tommy and the Cowboys are playing Belichick and the Patriots with, I'll just throw an argument, Stidham. Who are you rooting for there?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Royo.
Yeah.
They said Tommy.
Could change. I don't think they really know. That's a little like Brady. Do they chicken out in the end? Do they have a change of heart in the end? And how does he treat it? Because I think he lost some of those people with the Hulu thing. The Hulu ad and the picture and jerking people's emotions around. And Dale came up with an idea yesterday that I think would lose even more people. Not a terrible idea by Dale here.
What is it?
Maybe the Hulu Super Bowl ad was a precursor to some sort of Hulu Tom Brady documentary series, Tom vs. Time 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
sure.
But that includes all this.
Yeah.
Sort of like LeBron James, he's going to announce his decision on Hulu, and now you'll see the background. You'll have the inside viewing of the plane ride when we landed in Dallas to meet with Jerry. Here's the room I signed the contract in. Then the beginning date. If he does that and turns it into this whole PR stunt, some fans will turn on him.
Oh, Dallas Cowboys. And I think Mike McCarthy would basically bow down. He'd be sitting there.
He should.
He'd be sitting there at the airport, like on his hands and knees, waiting for Tom Brady to get off the red carpet and say, is there anything I can get you, Mr. Brady?
Like, and just think about Brady wearing Roger Staubach's jersey.
Well, just think about this. He would look great in that uniform.
Or did Staubach wear Brady's jersey?
Well, here's the thing. I have to tell you, I hate the Cowboy. Oh, my God, I hate. They're like the Lakers of the NFL.
That's good. They become more hateable with Brady there.
No.
They signed him. Yes,
no.
He's a mercenary now.
No. If Brady goes there,
rooting for the Cowboys?
I'm rooting for Brady. So, yeah, I'm rooting for them. I literally am.
I'm not.
I am.
When it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't.
Good old Jerry.
I don't really understand how we, like, that's okay. I mean, I know what he means, but I know what it means.
Right, yeah.
It's like the words we're not allowed to say,
yeah,
and that's okay?
Yeah, Jerry, that's good old Jerry.
And our producer just shrugs. That doesn't make me feel confident.
I've heard other people play it, so I figured it's okay.
It's in the system.
It's in the system. That's all that matters. 617-779-7937. Mike in Framingham. What's up, Mike?
How you doing? This thing with Brady and how much they're going to pay him and stuff, in sports, sometimes two nickels doesn't equal a dime. You know, so especially Brady, the way he is, how many times have you seen a team with so much talent and you always say, if they only had a quarterback? You know, so
sure.
If we get rid of him and save money and put all this talent in without a quarterback, what difference is it going to make?
Yes. So you're talking to Belichick, the idea of not overpaying for Brady so you can build elsewhere. But what if Belichick, Mark brought it up earlier, what if Brady just wants to move on? What if the same is true of Bill Belichick?
And that's different. But unless you have somebody that's going to come in, like a Steve Young or a Garoppolo or something, who trusts Stidham? I don't know. Maybe Brady does.
Mike, there was also a report. I forgot who said it. You might remember it because there's so many damn reports out there. I can't even think of which one. Somebody said that Brady wouldn't come back unless he knows that Belichick wants him back. He wants to feel wanted.
Right. I mean, who knows?
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
Is Brady a... I mean, I know it's going to sound sexist, but is Brady a woman? Come on.
Wait, what? That doesn't sound sexist. I'm pretty sure that's sexist. What does that mean?
It is, and I understand.
What are you saying? He throws like a girl ad campaign?
Mike, I think you're saying it's easy.
He has to feel wanted. Come on.
Wait, we all want to feel wanted.
Well, I think, Mike, what you're saying is he's soft.
I want, I'd rather have a check than feel. That's how I feel wanted.
Right.
Give me a nice check.
Well, that could be him too. I mean, he may think the check is how you now prove that I'm wanted.
But I think he wants to know that Bill wants him back here, and he's just not coming back here because Robert Kraft is overruling him. Is that what you mean, Mike?
I don't know. I think if he gets a nice check, that should be enough.
Yeah, I don't think.
A disclaimer: the callers do not necessarily speak
reflect
for the
those of the hosts. Yes, actually, yes.
Not affiliated with this show in any way, other than they called in.
Nah, I know. Okay. You got to make the disclaimer.
Just in case.
Chris is up next in the truck. Hey, Chris.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. Super.
So here's the deal. Well, first, real quick on that Dallas Cowboy deal. I do not think Tom Brady winds up in Dallas. And why would they get rid of Dak Prescott? I don't care how much. I'm not going to go into the dollars and cents of it, and take Brady for 2 years, and then after that, they're in search for quarterback.
It's a better option than getting stuck with Dak at a ridiculous contract that he's not worth.
Exactly, Chris. Yeah, that's it. Chris, let me get Dick Vitale. Let me get a T.O., baby.
Because if
Brady gives you a better chance at winning a Super Bowl over the next 2 years than Dak does over the next six, that's why.
And Jerry Jones isn't getting any younger. He's actually started to do thing. Remember Ralph Wilson in the Bills? Like, they would talk about his age. He wants to see one before he dies. Jerry has started acknowledging his age, and we haven't won in a long time, and we need to win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a quarter of a century, Chris.
Well, yeah, I get it, but I don't think Dak Prescott's as bad as what you guys think. I think they could win.
Here's my thing, Chris.
I think he's a Jag.
I do too. And here's the thing. What changes next year? So let's just say, argument's sake, Jerry begrudgingly gives Dak $35 million a year, gives him a six-year deal, guaranteed.
It's going to be $100 million.
Not guaranteed.
Over a six-year deal for
Four-year deal.
Okay, so it'll be just under $100 million. You're going to approach $100 million guaranteed.
Okay, so I don't blame Jerry. I don't blame Jerry
people
for getting cold feet at the altar.
I'm going to ask everybody go back. No, real quick.
Yeah.
Go back and read, listen, watch what was coming out of Dallas before Amari Cooper arrived. Go back.
Oh, yes. Great point.
People were questioning whether Dak Prescott was a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And now you're going to give him whatever, $35 million over a 4 or 5 year span?
And what just happened this regular season? Did the Cowboys, how they do in the playoffs? Oh, they didn't make it.
Yeah, no.
They didn't make it.
I'll take it a step further. I watched him in person on a rainy day, and he looked terrible. Couldn't decide whether to wear a glove, couldn't do anything, couldn't throw. Yeah. He was putrid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dak was a fifth-round pick. He was a fifth-round pick, and at times he shows you why.
Yeah, he looks like a fifth-round pick.
Right.
Does. Now, journeyman. That's a journeyman.
Yeah. If I'm Jerry, there's no chance over his – and his body ain't dead yet. No, he's alive. He's virile. He's taking those blue pills, and he's loving his women down in Texas.
Allegedly.
And no chance in hell I'm giving Dak Prescott a contract where he's going to get $100 million guaranteed. Because I ask you this question, which I was going to say – is that what changes? So you give Dak that, let's just hypothetically say he gives Dak that contract. What changes from last season where you missed the playoffs in the weakest, worst division in football to now? Is that going to get better? No.
Maybe. Can I answer?
5 years, you are what you are.
But he did get rid of the albatross that was Jason Garrett. Maybe this change to Mike McCarthy, new beginnings, because I don't think Jason Garrett as a good coach.
By the way, I can't argue that.
Wow, yeah.
Jason.
I like shutting up the loudmouth.
Jason Garrett, what are you going to have me argue for Jason Garrett? No, no, I can't
Not
argue
many people
that.
Would. Jerry Jones did for a long time, but nobody else really did.
No, because we all know Jason was Jerry's little puppet, and he was Geppetto just pulling the strings, kind of the way someone's doing up at Jersey Street with Chaim Bloom right now. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Now, it's time for trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Speaking of the Red Sox, Ron Renneke met with reporters in the last hour and said that new Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo has a stress fracture in his back and it has not healed yet. He likely won't be ready for opening day, but that he'd be ready soon after that. He also reiterated the team knew about the injury before he was traded here.
So I love back injuries in baseball players.
Yeah. You know what's
really
weird? So you had an issue with Verdugo? But wait a second. You didn't have an issue with Verdugo's stress fracture in his back, but you had an issue with Gratterall?
Yeah.
Which the Dodgers doctors cleared him.
Right.
Okay, just checking.
And now this guy, who knows when he plays?
Right, yeah. According to NFL writer Larry Fitzgerald Sr., the Vegas Raiders are... It's interesting. It rolls off the tongue, though, the Vegas Raiders. Preparing to offer Tom Brady a two-year deal worth $60 million. The one thing Larry Fitzgerald Sr. didn't say there, I wonder how much is guaranteed.
Plenty of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Right. A real amount of it. A going rate, at least.
Did you hear this rumor that's out on the street right now? Did you hear the Raiders are looking to trade for?
Who?
OBJ.
TB12 and OBJ. Working the strip.
And you know TB, you know he loves him.
Yes.
They love each other. Like they love each other. Well,
this doesn't guarantee it'll work.
No. But you know what Jim Ross would say? If that happens,
business
is about to pick up in Vegas, that's for sure.
They will be fun too.
Oh, God.
Because the Raiders are a team, they're not quite the Cowboys, but people love them. They hate them. There's energy, emotion.
You got a great O-line and even a better running back at Josh Jacobs.
Sure.
They just re-signed Jalen Richard.
And they got the tight end.
Waller.
Now you add OBJ. Putting it together.
Tyrell Williams.
Good draft class from a year ago. A couple young defensive players.
Oh, you have your young Welker /Edelman and Renfro.
Right. See, he didn't know back when he said future Patriot. Remember he signed autographs, future Patriot Hunter Renfro, after he had the catch for the national title?
Yeah.
He didn't see the vision properly. It wasn't future Patriot. It was future Tom Brady
teammate.
Slot receiver.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. NBA All-Star Weekend going on. I read that nobody in Chicago, like the locals, nobody's going to this game. It's all out of market tickets being purchased. Nobody cares about this game because the Bulls are a civic embarrassment.
It's also like 2 degrees or something.
I know.
Come, walk around the city, go out to dinner. Don't.
And get hypothermia.
Right.
Yeah. All-Star game held tomorrow night on TNT starting at 8. Bruins coming up in a half hour. They will host the Red Wings at TD Garden at 1 o'clock. Bees are hot, man. They're really hot. Celtics are looking good. They won 8 out of 9 going into the break. Bourbon and bacon is back, baby, and it's better than ever. Coming Saturday, March 21st at the Encore Boston Harbor. Do you know I still haven't been there yet? You've been there?
Yes.
I haven't been there yet. You like it?
A couple shows there, yeah.
Nice. Do you like it?
Had a burger. It's very nice.
Cool.
Very, 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 ridiculously nice.
When Governor Baker gets the sports book legalized, I'll look forward to going there. I can't wait. I've heard nothing but great things. I just haven't been. Sample bacon, inspired dishes, and try some of the best bourbon in the country. It's Bourbon and Bacon, presented by KM. Tickets on sale now at baconevent.com. That's baconevent.com. More of Mark and Hart. And, somebody's a liar. We'll find out who.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, 12:35, back on Mark and Hart. Here
with
you till 2
o'clock. Greg Hill show. That was a long musical interlude.
I love this song.
What is it? I don't even know what it is.
M83 Midnight City.
Thank you for listening.
There's no lyrics until about right now. Right there. So that's where you had a lot of just instrumental for the first 30 seconds of the
song.
You
wanted to just let it roll.
It's just good radio, comeback, bumper music, right? Back to
professional.
The phones.
Thank you for listening.
Back to the phones at 617-779-7. Oh, David and Truck, I was just going to go to you, but patience is a virtue. Jay in Salem's up next. What's up, Jay?
This is Jay in Salem. Yeah, thank you. Marco C and Mr. Hart.
What's up?
First thing about Brady coming back, I think it's all about respect. Whether that turns up in money or we get the players for you or what. But I agree that Belichick doesn't flinch, you know, if we're talking about a game at chicken here.
Right.
But having said that, Belichick and Brady is something out of the norm. It's a unique relationship that's gone on for a long time. It just might be that he flinches. I also want to say that I believe Uncle Jerry loves shiny objects, and Tom Brady is the shiniest object going right now.
But you think about that, as we just sort of brought that up, that – Who gives the Dallas Cowboys the best chance to win their sixth Super Bowl trophy? Tom Brady for two or Dak Prescott for five? I think it's Brady for two.
I'm thinking Brady for two, and I know and Mr. Jones doesn't want to wait. You know, I was going to bring up the age thing too.
Yeah,
you know?
He could be dead soon.
Yeah, I mean he's, yeah, he stopped getting plastic surgery.
But, you know, asteroid's going to hit the Earth, right?
Yeah, he's stopping to get plastic surgery, as Jane Fonda announced after the Oscars. She says she's not getting more plastic surgery. So I think Jerry stopped too, right? So, like, you're not getting...
Well, you got to stop sometime. You can't tuck it anywhere anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's only so far. I mean, Jane Fonda, you saw her the other night on the Oscars. She, like, her face doesn't move. It's just... It's like
it's weird. Like Cher, you know?
Oh.
Cher can kind of sing, but she can't really move her mouth, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, you were talking about the fans, you know, yeah, to break our hearts, but... and I was always a team before player guy, but until about 2014. And I'd be happy for Brady wherever he goes.
So
and
you're going to – whoa. You're going to root for the Cowboys if he goes to the Cowboys?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, see wow. That? Everybody will, man. Well, Dana and Roxbury is up next. Dana, thanks for holding, man. Appreciate it. 617-779-7937. What's going on? Dana!
Hello.
Hey, Dana. You're on, man.
Yeah,
thanks
I'm
for holding.
Sorry. I was out walking. Now I'm in the supermarket. I'm sorry.
You got it, man.
Right. Hey, what are you buying?
Listen, all I wanted to say was this. Tom Brady's the best quarterback I've seen in my lifetime.
Okay? No doubt. And by the way, Dana, in any lifetime.
Yeah. So, I mean, all I can say is I'm very, very thankful and grateful for the 6 Super Bowls the man has given us. But at the same time, we all need to be mindful, respectful, and grateful and say, look, whatever the man wants to do at his age, he's earned that right to go wherever the hell he wants to go and do whatever he wants to do. And we get so caught up in the past and what we've had, and we tend to get so damn selfish, and we don't want no one else to prosper or continue on their career. We still want you to keep serving us. That's not cool. That's not fair. It's not right. So all I'm saying is this. Tom Brady, whatever you decide to do, I wish you the best. Whether you stay, whether you retire, whether you go, do what's best for you. And as far as the Bill Belichick situation, nobody sees that man's performance and what he's capable of, and whether he's ailing or whether he's losing a step or two. Nobody sees that better than Bill. You know, understand what I'm saying? So Bill knows. So if Bill's hesitating, it's because he sees something that we don't see and don't want to see.
Well, I also think
to admit that the end of Tom Brady day is coming. Nobody wants to admit that.
Right. But I also think Bill also just felt flat out sees the practice field and the times he brought up, well, Tom wasn't out there. Tom couldn't be out there. Stid had to practice for us on this day.
Yeah.
We're not out there. We don't know how many reps he missed.
He looked at that too.
Yes.
See, what is Bill Belichick's most famous slogan other than it is what it is?
Availability is the most important ability.
There you go.
Nailed
there
it.
You go.
Me and Dana
there
like
you
this.
Go. So I don't think Bill Belichick wants to keep Tom.
I
really don't think so.
No.
I don't think he dislikes Tom. This is like what's best for the team, what he feels is best for the team. I don't like this stuff more than anybody else. But, hey, it's the man. He's the coach. We're the fans. He's the quarterback. You know, I just think some of you guys do a great job, but sometimes it pains me to turn on the radio and want to hear some general sports talk, and everybody wants to just hop on speculation to Tom Brady.
By the way, Dana, I will tell you this. It's going to continue this for another 32 days.
You said we'll know by March 3rd.
No,
or
I said I said I'm hopeful that to get a deal done would be March 3rd, and then actually boom up to the 2nd. And then the 2nd will, you know, a week later will be the 9th. And then if you don't have a deal by the 9th and you're 1 week away from the legal tampering period, guess what? Like I said,
he gone.
I'm not going to say the Fourier he Gonski, but he's gone. He is gone at that point.
And I want to make it clear, like I don't.
No, I'm rooting for him to come back.
Well, I'm rooting for him to come back. But he can do whatever he wants.
Of course.
That, like, there's 100% there.
He doesn't owe you, me, or the fans.
I would have no ill will.
Thing.
No
Nothing.
Ill will. And
no.
And almost
ill will.
Regardless of how it plays out, I would have. If I find out legitimately, not a crapsheet report, but if they prove to me, listen, we offered 2 and 80, and he took 2 and 30. I mean, 2 and 60 with Vegas. I don't care. Like, he had a reason. He's earned that right.
Yeah.
He didn't turn his back on anybody. He didn't, you know, become a mercenary. Like, I don't care. He's earned that right. I will have no, I'll root against him. Right?
Sure.
I'm not one of these that is I'm going to suddenly be a Raiders fan.
No. If he's in the NFC, I want to see him be successful.
Yeah, right up until the final game when he plays the Patriots, if he plays the Patriots. If the Patriots aren't in it, I'll root for him on Super Bowl Sunday. I'll root for the legend to grow. Why would you not root for the legend? He gets another Super Bowl, and now, for our purposes, it ignites the whole, well, maybe it was Tom all along, and Bill was just along for the ride, riding Tom's coattails. And so there are plenty of – but I would never say – Tom doesn't have the right to go elsewhere. Just finish. If you want to finish here, finish. If you don't, move on. It's your right.
I want everybody out there for a second, and let's just go ahead and presume that Christian Fourier is right and his 99.6% inclination. Now, when it comes to NHL playoff stuff, I'm not going to go to Fourier. I love you, Christian. But when it comes to Patriot stuff, I got to tell you, I'm going to kind of veer towards Christian on this. If Christian says it's 99.6%, I'm going to tend to agree with him. And I think it comes from some reliable sources.
Gonski.
Oh, thank you, Christian. Now, that being said, think about your life over the last 20 years, 19 specifically, from 01 through the end of the playoffs, the wild card weekend. Or you could do it 18 years, from 01 through the end of the, after beating the LA Rams in the Super Bowl. How different would your life be? How many moments? I'm not trying to get emotional here in Hallmark Channel or whatever. How much different would your life be where you would have got to enjoy moments with your mother and father or your kids or your brother and sister and your friends where Tom Brady gave you so much happiness and so much joy? You can't help but just be grateful and thankful for everything he's done. There should be, no ill will. None.
And
zero.
Not just Patriots. I buy into the idea he elevated Boston sports.
If so, you know someone's going to do this, right? Some dumbass is going to go out on social media.
Burn a jersey.
Yeah, I hope so. And they're gonna let me tell you something. I'm not the governor of Massachusetts, but I wouldn't mind if Charlie Baker said anybody in New England. Or at least you can't do outside of Massachusetts because it's not your jurisdiction. But anybody in Massachusetts who burns a Tom Brady jersey and puts it on social media, you should be arrested. You
for
should
what?
Be arrested.
For being a dumbass?
Yes.
That's not against the law. You're here. Being a dumbass was against the law, I'd need a new host.
No. For being absolutely disrespectful of the deity that is Tom Brady.
You know my rule on that. I think I told you this. If you're going to burn it, it better burn. I've seen too many of these in all cities where they kind of burn. They spray a little, and it barely burns. I want a freaking bonfire of Brady jerseys. If you're going to burn it right. I don't want little flames. I want that thing engulfed.
So you're saying Seth Rollins burn it down?
Yes. Yes.
I tell you what. If you're any cops in Massachusetts, including the stateies, arrest these people if they burn their jersey and they put it on social media. You want to do it in the privacy and back your own home? And for whatever reason, I don't know why you would do that, but just remember, of all the great things he did here, if you do that, you should be arrested. For what? Destruction of
sacred
property.
Something. Yeah.
Yes, destruction of sacred New England property. That's what you're going to be arrested for. Hey, they can arrest people for a lot less.
Oh, sure.
So, like,
especially in this state.
Right.
You never know.
You know, so 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take this. We also have to get there's wow, this Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph thing, not only has it not gone away, we've turned the clock back to 2 months ago. This thing is now on steroids.
This is engulfed in flames. This is exploding. This fire, this little brush fire has exploded into a forest fire.
This is becoming maybe a news story.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A legal news story. You will be seeing analyst Michael McCann and these guys that your guy. Who's your guy, the legal analyst? The other legal guy.
Oh, Dan Wallach?
Dan Wallach. Yeah. They are going to get some good business out of this because already there are threats of this becoming a legal issue and I'm intrigued by it.
Wow. Well, it will be legal. We'll get to all that coming up right here on Mark and Hart.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Oh, All right, back on Mark and Hart. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. So, you know, a lot of people, I just want to ask you, what are the numbers the Dallas Cowboys have retired?
12.
Wrong.
They didn't retire 12?
Wrong. That's, I want to, this is an urban legend.
22.
Wrong again. This is an urban legend that I'm going to bust this myth that out there. They have taken 8, 12, and 22 out of circulation unofficially, but they have not retired them. How many numbers, like someone else asked, because it sort of, so I want to do some research. Hey, what if Brady goes to the Raiders? Would they, you know, unretire Ken Stabler's uniform? Guess how many numbers the Raiders have retired? Zero. They've never retired a number. Art Shell, Kenny Stabler,
Howie Long,
Jack Tatum, Marcus Allen, none of them are retired. So for everybody out there, none of these numbers have actually been retired. The Cowboys, out of respect, have taken 8, 12, and 22 out of circulation, but for special circumstances, they could bring it just like with 88 with Dez Bryant for right. Michael Irvin.
Right. They're doing it the right way.
That's right. I just wanted to bust it. Oh, I couldn't wear Roger Staubach's number. No.
Well, even if it was retired, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
It's all right. The Celtics have retired enough numbers for them and any other team.
That's right.
No one
right.
needs your snark.
Yes. Yeah, including Kevin Garnett, who certainly doesn't deserve to be retired. He
certainly does. Just because you say it like that. It's true.
All right. Let's go to Rob in Charlestown's up next. What's up, Rob?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Rob, you know where Paul Revere Park is, where everybody puts their dogs there in Charlestown, or like where you can see TD Garden? You know that is, right?
Yes, I do.
So every time I'm walking near there to get to TD Garden, because where I park my car and stuff, I always, like, so the other night, I don't know why, because my phobia are rats, and I always look for them. And I didn't see one. So the other night, like on my way back to my car after the Celtics-Clippers game, I'm like, you know, I stopped looking for him. I'm like, I'm not going to see one tonight. As I'm going by Paul Revere Park, this is about 11 midnight. It's far distance, but I see this rat scurrying over near Paul Revere Park. And I'm like, well, I guess I saw one. I didn't want to see one, but I saw one.
And they're not that small either.
No, they're about as big as the dogs that they let walk in that park. And I hope the dogs kill them all because I hate rats.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more of them in the summertime. Obviously, the cold weather has a lot to do with it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd like to take a flame torch like Leonardo DiCaprio did at the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and get them all.
There you go. Not a bad idea. Yeah. Someone to do it.
Right.
But, you know, I'm looking at this from a different perspective, and I probably, in the very small minority, do not believe Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Let me finish before you jump on me. I think he's the winningest quarterback of all time. There's no denying that.
Rob, we don't want to interrupt you, but please talk more on your phone or get off Bluetooth because it's coming in very tinty. So just try to, Thank you.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
A little bit better, sure.
Okay, sorry about that. But that point being said, I think the time for the Patriots to move on is now because let him go, let him do his thing, and start rebuilding now while you have Belichick in your fold to do it. You have a coach to do it with because Belichick's not going to be around much longer either. And you're going to lose the cast of characters that you have. The core group of Patriots are becoming free agents and they're getting older. So now is the time to let Brady go. I know that that's not the popular decision, but, you know, it's better to let him go too early than too late. And again, he's in his 40s, so how much more are we going to get out of him? Are we going to maybe get one more Super Bowl out of him? Is that what we really want to do? Are we trying to get somewhat of a future here and you want one more? Are we really that stubborn for one more? Or are we looking for 10 years down the line when we could continue what's going on? I know that's a pipe dream, but
they're not mutually exclusive, though. You could win one more with Brady and still be good in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really understand the tie-in. You're not holding anything back. You could have sold me on that argument back in the Garoppolo thing. Do I want one more with Brady or 10 or 15 years with Garoppolo? If you were all in on Garoppolo, he's the next Steve Young, Aaron Rodgers. Right now, is that even part of the discussion? What would Brady be holding back? If Brady comes back for one, I also think we're getting a little flippant. Oh, is that what we need is just one more Super Bowl? most NFL franchises would give their left testicle, their unified left testicle, for one Super Bowl. Correct?
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs just went 50 years.
What did Mike Vrabel said he would do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than his Ted. The whole damn thing. The kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
The grapes and the sausages.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
So, let's not get... Is that all we really want? One more Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Because
there's no guarantee of anything else.
No.
There's no guarantee in 10 years. Hell, in this world, there's no guarantee the Patriots will be here. Franchises move. Who knows if things go south in Foxborough? Not predicting it. I'm just saying. There's no certainty in anything.
Is that a report?
No, it's not a report. Australia, Fox News, I didn't say anything. But if you think Brady comes back as your best quarterback for the 2020 season, who gives you the best chance to win,
of course you want
that's
back.
What you do.
Yep.
Because it's not holding anything else back. It really isn't.
No.
What's it holding? Who do we need to move on to? Is this the old Butch Hobson thing? We got to hire Butch Hobson as a manager because somebody else might hire him. Is he good? Is he the right guy?
Yeah,
why are we rushing? No, he wasn't. He was not.
No.
So that mentality there, and I mean, he started out his whole call with a little bit of a curiosity of he's not the greatest quarterback ever.
I know, I love that. I had a caller the other night, and Mark After Dark, who said, Brady, he tried telling me that Brady wasn't the great. Okay, so whatever. He goes, he was to the Patriots what Jeter was to the Yankees. I go, first of all, that's wrong in so many respects. Jeter's never, ever considered to be the best, the elite of the elite. Brady was always considered to be the elite of the elite, arguably with Peyton Manning or against Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees. Derek Jeter wasn't even the best shortstop on his own team the last decade. Okay, so what are you talking about?
I don't.
Well, now I understand from success, I get it, and they're synonymous with their team, and they played their entire career so far, knock on wood, on one sport, Jeter with the Yankees.
Oh, is that a Raiders illusion, though? Knock on wood, if you're with me, Tom.
knock on wood there for Brady to stay here. But, I mean, come on. Like, Jeter? Really? You got to do better than that. I'm sorry. This whole thing is this. It's unbelievable. Peter and Jamaica Plain. Yeah, knock on wood if you're with me. Peter and Jamaica Plain's up next. Peter, big win by your C's Thursday night. I was there. What a performance by Tatum.
Yeah, two quick points on the Celtics. Brutal second half schedule, Robert Williams expected. But I wanted to talk about the house in Connecticut. The people that make. Do you like that? The brutal schedule, Robert Williams, the X Factor. That's what I think. Because the schedule is brutal, but
especially after the All-Star break.
Right, but he's, you know, Robert Williams is under contract. But people are making a big deal out of the Connecticut house, and I think it has a lot more to do with Giselle. Her kids are older now. You know, they'll be going to school more, and that's where she made all her money. She makes more money than Tom, okay? And Greenwich, Connecticut is not far at all from New York.
Not at all.
I mean, if he's going to play for Oakland, a house in Greenwich, Connecticut, I mean, that doesn't say his
name. Peter, they got enough money to buy houses in every city in the country.
Right, and it's not about Giselle. It's about the family.
Why not?
It's about laying down roots for the family. Yeah. You keep saying Giselle. Right. They're his kids, too.
Yeah.
Right. But, Giselle's kind of given up her career a little bit for the kids, and now the kids are a little bit older.
Has she? Because I don't know that to be true. She retired from the runway because she was
working in New York. So I think it has more to do with Giselle than Tom. That's all.
Yeah, I think it's a family decision. I think they're looking where they're going to lay down roots, where kids that are now reaching that age of middle school and then high school, like, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be in school? And we had a caller, I don't know if it was this show or Mucho, called in and talked about there's like three prime of the prime private schools in Greenwich.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you're picking those, and that's what they're doing. That's about laying down roots. I don't think that's directly related. Now, it's convenient. We had these reports. Dale started the reports. If the Giants were interested, the Jets are interested, I mean, yes, that would make an easy commute for Tom Brady in Greenwich. But I think the house in Connecticut is about the next 10 years, 15 years, not about the next 15 months of two football seasons.
I think you kill your future. First of all, Tom Brady will never go to, of all teams, either one of them, but specifically the Giants, they have no defense and no O-line. They got no defense. You have to completely, you're going to a worse situation. Brady is smart. He's going to associate his brand with a team who's winning, i.e. not the Jets, not the Giants. So forget those two teams.
Well, I forget them because,
yeah,
especially the Giants, Daniel Jones?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
And Darnold's great.
Sam Darnold, maybe you could sour on him, I guess. I don't know.
But Daniel Jones, the GM
is there who took him with the sixth overall pick. You called him a racist. Different story, different show. And he had a pretty good rookie season.
Wasn't bad.
Why would you want to move on from him?
You stifle his growth by taking, by bringing, you just, that's just.
It makes no sense.
I don't think Gettleman would, no, that's the, and somebody else tweeted that this week.
Yes.
NYG, no chance in hell. And if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to say I'm wrong. No way.
The only thing I would like about that, if I'm, because it's the nemesis from the two Super Bowls, and it's also Bill. Everybody says it's Bill's dream job, and if he goes there and wins, it's almost like, am I sticking it to Belichick by going to the Giants? Just a little, controversy type theory.
Well, when you say everybody says it's Bill's dream job, I think Bill's dream job was what he's had for the last 20 years. Why is the Giants?
Well, because he cries when the Giants Stadium, I love it. It was my formative years. I played racquetball with Rack in this era. Remember the whole NFL film special? And I think he still holds a spot in his
Well, that's where I think he probably forged a relationship when they were in their prime with Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
No question.
You know what I mean? Like,
how come you're not, do you get a new nickname for him this week?
Who?
Because according to Linda's Instagram, Bill and Linda are in like the Virgin Islands this week.
No, listen, just enjoy that. Hey.
Virgin Bill?
No, he's definitely
Bill
not
the
that.
Virgin?
No, he's not. He's not that.
Bill, the 67-year-old virgin?
He's definitely not that. But the one thing I'd like to see some preliminary talks with Don Yee.
Nah, it's too soon. What does Andrew Brandt like to say on deadline spur action or whatever, that old phrase? It's a common phrase in business, but Bill's just going to push it off. Tom, I think so little of you. I'll be in the Virgin Islands. Don't worry. Good luck.
I think they will. That when March 2nd's a big day. It's a big day.
You have selected the most random of big days.
No, because
what day of the week is that even?
It's a Monday.
Okay, it's a Monday, March 2nd. Okay, and then, I look forward to it not being.
Well,
relevant.
No. But then you get to March 9th, which is the end all be all deadline because you're a week away from legal tampering.
How is it the end all be all if it's a week away? I don't think you know how deadlines work.
No, because
a week away from a deadline is not a deadline.
Because at that
point, plenty of time.
At that point, Tom Brady's like, you know that it's the closer this gets to the deadline, to the legal tampering period, that's it.
You have cockamamie deadlines.
The bigger chance he's out of here. That's what my whole thing. That's why I want this thing. Hey, Bill can take his time in the Virgin Islands. It's only February 15th. I don't care about it. But once you get to March, the Ides of March are upon us, Andy Hart.
Yes.
You need to get down to business because I think the Patriots that. But if Robert Kraft wants to let his starting quarterback go and see what else is out there, be careful what you wish for.
Dangling the breeze of free agency.
All right, we got to get to this next. We've been teasing it, and there is a situation that is on the precipice, if it's not already, becoming a huge news story. And, the worst thing that you can ever accuse someone of doing has happened. We'll get to it. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's believable? Who's not? And you might be surprised. The person who got the back of the gentleman that's being accused of the worst thing that you can ever be accused of as a white male. We'll get to that next.
Barbados Belichick.